name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So I have a secret. And it's a secret that I managed to keep under my hat the whole time I lived in Seattle. It's a little bit embarrassing. But Joe Rizzuto saw the evidence of my secret. So now I feel like I have to tell you all. So this is my secret. Sometimes, every once in a while, I like to go outside and ride a unicycle. Now, I'm not especially good at riding a unicycle. I can go forward, but I can't go backwards or idle or jump. But I can go forward. So when we lived in Bellingham, Washington, I often, usually, rode my bicycle to work. However, once or twice a year in Bellingham, they would have Ride to Work Day, right, for bicyclists. And so, contrarian that I am, on those days, I would put away the bicycle. And I would ride my unicycle to work. Now, you know what they say about learning to ride a bike, right? It's the kind of thing you don't forget. That's more or less true, I think. Before you learn to ride a bicycle, riding a bike is really difficult. Right? You get up there and it keeps wanting to fall over, left or right. And so until you learn to navigate that dynamic between those two tipping points, riding a bicycle is hard. But once you learn that dynamic, once you learn to have faith that you can stay in between those tipping points, you learn to ride a bike. And then it's not so bad. So riding a unicycle is pretty similar, except there are a lot more directions in which to fall. This week I had breakfast with a friend who was discussing with me his attempts to find balance in all the important areas of his life. I asked him, what are those areas? And he said they're the physical, the intellectual, and the spiritual. And so there I was, thinking about how I'm supposed to preach this weekend on the Trinity, no easy topic, and here my friend pictures his own life as a triune unity. All those areas of life, physical, intellectual, and spiritual, they're all important. They're all worthy of attention. They all merit investment and effort. And they all support one another, right? If you get stronger in one, it helps you grow in the others as well. And so these three areas of life, the physical, the spiritual, and the intellectual, help you to be a thoughtful, fulfilling life, help you to enjoy a thoughtful, fulfilling life. My friend is very wise. In our gospel today, Nicodemus, a leader of the Israelites, comes to Jesus by night. He comes at night because he's not a public supporter of Jesus, but he comes to Jesus by night because he is not an antagonist of Jesus either. Instead, Nicodemus is, for me, kind of a hero. Because Nicodemus is smart, he's educated, he's respected, he's confident about what he knows. And when he sees in Jesus something that doesn't line up with what he knows, he doesn't get angry. He doesn't get upset and stomp around and start plotting to take out Jesus. Instead, he has confidence in the goodness of the world. He has openness to learn new things, and he has trust that God will guide him on the right path, and so he is able to come to Jesus and to have a conversation. The conversation goes something like this. Nicodemus says to Jesus, "Okay, Jesus. Now, it's obvious to me that you and God are on the same page, because these things that you do, you couldn't do these things if God wasn't with you. But the implied question that Nicodemus leaves is, why aren't you and I, Jesus, on the same page? Because I seek after God too." Now, Nicodemus knew his Bible. He knew the scriptures. He knew the story, the history of God's redeeming actions among Israel. And so Nicodemus knew to look for God in the physical miracles of the world. Nicodemus also knew how to look for God in his intellectual pursuits, right? In the study of Torah and seeking to understand who God is and what God's work in the world is all about. And these aren't bad things at all. So Jesus looks at Nicodemus, and just like you may remember Jesus did with the rich young ruler, Jesus says, there's something you lack. It's good to participate in the physical work of God in the world. It's good to seek after God with your intellect, but these are insufficient. In verse 3 from our gospel today, Jesus answers Nicodemus, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Now with Nicodemus, we could ask, what does that mean? What does it mean to be born from above? Well, as we consider that question, let's start with this day on our liturgical calendar. Now the readings that we read each week, Sunday by Sunday in church, are set out in a lectionary. And that lectionary leads us through different seasons and different events and different topics. And this Sunday, the Sunday after Pentecost, each year is set aside for us to grapple with what it means for us to know God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Or maybe, if you prefer, as Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. It is a profound and baffling mystery, how we might be invited to know God as three persons and yet firmly hold to the idea that there is only one God. It's as if God might be bigger than we can comprehend. How surprising is that? And so the story of Nicodemus is a story which invites us to wrestle with our own triune natures. It invites us to remember that there is more to us than we sometimes give ourselves credit for. We live as physical beings, yes. We live as intellectual beings, yes. But that's not the whole of who we are. We are also spiritual beings. And that can be a harder thing to grasp, a harder thing to address. But it is no less essential to who we are and whom God created us to be. You heard from me last week, and you'll probably hear from me in the future, that we now live in the age of the Spirit, the season of Pentecost. When Jesus tells Nicodemus, you must be born from above, what Jesus is doing is inviting Nicodemus into the age of the Spirit. The age of the Spirit is the age of the whole of humanity, when our physical beings and intellectual beings and spiritual beings, the whole person is to be loved and honored by God. We are invited into God's shalom, God's peace, God's well-being, God's embrace. Our participation in the kingdom of God is not dependent upon our stamina or our strength, our knowledge or our abilities. It is not dependent on us being solid or permanent or unchanging. In fact, Jesus' invitation to Nicodemus is to be the opposite of that, to be open and available to be moved by God's Spirit, to have a capacity for change, to have a desire to move past the comfortable status quo and to launch out into the wild sea of reality, trusting that God is the one who will bring us safely to our journey's end. So, this morning I would like to suggest that living in the kingdom of God is a little bit like riding a bicycle. Because in order to do it, we are called to leave behind the solid ground and to live in that dynamic movement of God's Holy Spirit. As we participate in prayer and worship. These are the things that train us. These are the ways that we practice. These are the ways that we get occasional tastes of what it means to live in the kingdom of God. As we practice service to others, as we host people in our parish hall for IHN, as we feed people through Kitchen of Hope, as we express God's love for our neighbors, each of those events is like a little whirl on the pedals, right? Where you're just beginning to find that balance and to experience life in God's kingdom. And so, steadfast practice, commitment to ways of living and worshiping and serving, these are the things that create muscles. They create habits and dispositions and a sense of balance that prepare us to recognize and to receive that dynamic action of God and to align ourselves with it, to go along for the ride. It's like the soldiers that we honor today on Memorial Day, or tomorrow, sorry, this weekend on Memorial Day, we honor soldiers, and they went to boot camp where they learned not just knowledge, they learned habits, they learned intuitions. These were the things that enabled them to work together to achieve great victories, to establish the freedom that we enjoy. Our lives of worship, our lives of prayer, our lives in church, our lives out in our community, these are for us the training grounds, the places where we learn to live in the age of the Spirit. Someday I think that we are all going to discover that this life that we live with all its ups and its downs, this is boot camp for eternity. This is shaping us, preparing us to live joyfully in God's presence. So I still don't ride a unicycle all that well or all that often. It's not really important enough for me to invest in. I think I could be skilled at it, but that would mean sacrificing something else. And there are only so many hours in a day. Each of us gets to choose which habits, which practices, which skills, which aspects of life we value most. Sometimes we say we love something, but when we watch how we spend our time, when we watch our habits, the things that we do over and over, then we discover what we really love. But we get to choose those habits. So choose your habits. Choose them thoughtfully. Choose them intentionally. Choose them wisely. I'd like to finish this morning with the words of Jesus at the end of our gospel reading for today. You may have heard them from time to time. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Jesus did not come into the world to condemn or to chide or to judge. Jesus came into the world to point for us the way back to the life for which we were created, life with God. God is spirit, and so are we. We live in the age of the Spirit, that time when we are invited to allow God to remake us from top to bottom. Over and over again as we grow and change and progress through life. We live, as we discover, sometimes to our chagrin, we live not in dead certainties, but in the scary and exhilarating and living dynamic of the Holy Spirit. Happy Memorial Day weekend. It's time to go outside and practice your balance.